Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
For tuning in, this is your host, Sherry Herrera Days-Bry, mom, composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, insect and worm farmer, ecopreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. With me this hour is one of my favorite guests, Tammy Hartung. She is passionate about organic, is an author, organic business co-owner, gardening expert, and passionate needlework stitcher. Before I ask Tammy to join me, I want to make sure that you receive our newest summer catalog that emphasizes how to control pests. To get your free copy, go online to www.arbico-organics.com. A-R-B-I-C-O-organics with an S.com. Or you can always call us at 1-800-SOS-BUGS. 800-SOS-BUGS. And one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. You can also check online for our e-catalog version as well. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. And you can follow me at Dr. Bug Lady on Twitter. Now I would like to tell you about my guest. She knows what it is like to live organic to its fullest. Tammy Hartung is co-owner of Desert Canyon Farm in Southern Colorado, a certified organic farm where more than 500 varieties of herbs and heritage heirlooms are grown. She's been working with plants for more than 35 years and is as enchanted now with her work as she was in the early days of getting to know plants. Together with her husband, Chris, they own Desert Canyon Farm, as said a few seconds ago, in Southern Colorado, and they grow more than 500 varieties of herbs and heritage heirloom food crops, along with perennial flowers and seed crops. They also grow more than 11 varieties of heirloom fruit trees in their orchards. Their farm is a United Plant Savers Botanical Sanctuary, a National Wildlife Federation certified wildlife habitat, a Xerces Society pollinator habitat, and a member of Division of Wildlife Watchable Wildlife Colorado Birding Trail. Tammy is also formally trained as an herbalist and organic grower. She's the author of three books, Growing 101 Herbs, that's a lot of herbs, The Heal, which is now out of print, Homegrown Herbs, and her newest book, The Wildlife-Friendly Vegetable Gardeners. She loves to speak at conferences and garden shows and writes her blog, DesertCanyonFarm.wordpress.com. Besides her passion for plants, she's a passionate needlework stitcher, hiker and reader of books of all kinds. And now I would like to invite the wonderful Tammy Hartung to join me. Hi, Tammy. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How about you?
I am just doing extremely well. We're now into the hot part of our year. Well, it actually goes for about 4 months and then it gets wonderful again. So we're kind of getting over the 100-degree temperatures. I'll tell you, though, it's beautiful. You know, with the warm weather comes all kinds of amazing things. And you being such a lover of wildlife, I thought about you as I was walking out of my house the other day. There was a Gila monster just, you know, ambling along. And it's part of the wildlife, you know, out here. Expected and unexpected, put it that way. What's going on in your world? What's new with you? And thank you for coming back on the show. I just love having you on.
Oh, it's always such a pleasure. Well, we have had a very unusual, strange spring season here where we've had copious amounts of rain and cooler temperatures than usual. And it's starting to warm up now into the 80s, but we're still getting some rain here. And we're usually getting really hot, and we're always very dry and arid. So this is quite different for us. We've had to be pulling weeds like lunatics and, you know, just things that we normally don't have to do.
more work, right?
Well, yes, but you know, after so many years of drought, it's just such a relief and a pleasure to see everything hydrated and beautiful and green, and you know, the flowers and all of the critters are thriving with the extra moisture, so you can't really complain about it.
Not at all, you know, and I mean, we're in a drought as well, so we welcome every little drop that shows up. It was funny because down south of us in Cabo, there's supposed to be a hurricane, and you know, you hear people here going, "Yay, come on, Carlos, Hurricane Carlos," you know, because we sometimes get a little of the rain from those hurricanes. So anyway, gosh, thinking about, you know, working with nature, I know this is something that's dear to your heart, and it's the importance of working with nature and wildlife as opposed to working against it. Let's talk a little bit about that, because I know that's something that you've talked about in your newest book, and we might as well just get right to that topic.
Okay. Well, you know, I think it's so important to recognize that wildlife, first of all, was here well before we all were, and we sort of intruded on their space. So doing battle with them usually doesn't work very well, and it's much more effective to find ways to coexist with them in a more positive way, and also to take advantage of their many assets and gifts that they offer us. You know, beneficial insects help us control pest insects, and we get fertilizer from manures of wild animals, and there's just so many things that we can take advantage of, and just trying to eradicate them out of our spaces it'll just give you nightmares anyway, so there's no point to that.
I think it's important, as you said, to appreciate what is out there and to see how it all works together, particularly, you know, from the smallest to the largest. I mean, in many ways, one of the most important parts of wildlife is what's in the soil. You know, I mean, we don't talk enough about the important microorganisms. And one of the things that happens when people use synthetics, you know, as fertilizers and amendments, those actually don't promote the life in the soil. They hamper it. And so our good little buddies like earthworms and the little microorganisms, the probiotics and the mycorrhizae, all those guys that support what goes in our garden, in our landscape, those little guys don't get what they need. And often people, you know, they treat their soil like dirt. And so I think it does begin in the soil and understanding, you know, from the soil up, there's this whole multiverse of life that is interdependent, and we should appreciate it more.
Oh, that's so true. And just the simple thing, you know, as children, we play with earthworms during a rainstorm, and we think that's really fun to do, but we don't often think about the important and good work that they offer us they are the composters of the world, along with other soil creatures, and they're constantly working to improve the organic matter in the soil and make that available to the plants, making sure that they can absorb the nutrients more efficiently. And if you disturb it, if you kill them off, it's like you've just taken out in a really critical part of the puzzle, and then you never get that back, or not very easily anyway. So it is, like, as you said, we should avoid those synthetic substances into our ground. But there are other things, too, just like limiting the amount of digging and tilling that we do so that we're not destructing the soil composition and structures, and fostering them by adding some good organic material on a regular basis. There's lots of things that we need to do. And we also need to recognize that other creatures are dependent on the soil dwellers too. You know, the birds feed off of insects and the water critters. They are also involved in taking from the soil, and so it's so important.
The process is very important. We're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Candy Hartung And for those of you who are listening, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, and with me is the lovely Tammy Hartung. She's passionate about organic. She's an author. She's an organic business co-owner, expert when it comes to gardening, and passionate lover of wildlife. Welcome back, Tammy. Are you there, Tammy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you go. You know, I'm actually broadcasting not from from Arbica Organics today. I'm actually broadcasting about 10 minutes away at a hotel. We had a family gathering, and so I'm at a hotel and thinking about you because there's so many birds here. I was just fascinated yesterday. Right around sundown, there was a flutist that came just out of nowhere. It was so beautiful. He was dressed in this a complete Native American garb. He's Hopi, and he sort of found this spot, and he started to play these flutes, and the birds. They came from everywhere. I guess birds like music or flute music. But anyway, one of the things that I find so fascinating is that your farm is part of the Colorado birding trail. Is that what it's called, the Colorado Birding Trail?
The Colorado Birding Trail, right. It's a whole system of private and public lands throughout Colorado that are mapped, and people can visit them either freely or by appointment to do some birding as well as to watch other types of wildlife. And so last year the farm was accepted as part of the birding trail, and people can come here by appointment and spend some time doing some birding or looking for other types of wildlife if they choose. We have so many varieties of birds, including one that is from your area, the curved-billed thrasher, which comes only to this part of Colorado because we have Cholla cactus here, and it nests in the Cholla cactus. So, and that's a wonderful, fun bird that's part of the mockingbird group, and he sings the songs of all the other birds, and he also mimics the squirrels. And so we get a big kick out of that group of birds here. But there's lots of different kinds of birds, and when the Audubon Society does their Christmas bird count, they always visit the farm because there's so many different kinds of birds here, and it's lovely.
Oh, it sounds so beautiful. I jumped right in, and what I really wanted to do was have you tell our audience about you and your husband and this beautiful place that you've created. It's absolutely sacred, and I would love you just to take a few minutes to tell us all the amazing things that you're doing. For those of you who are listening, they have a beautiful website, Desert Canyon Farm, and there are pictures of Tammy and her handsome husband, Chris. And oh my gosh, and all these beautiful pictures of what you're doing and growing. And Tammy has a blog, and you can also buy her book there, her newest one, The Wildlife Friendly Vegetable Garden. Tell us, though, in your own words, about this amazing paradise that you've created.
Well, this is a small farm. It's only 5 acres, which when we bought it, we thought, oh, that's not going to be enough. But for two people and a couple of crew helpers, it's turned out to be quite enough. But it's when we came to this farm, it was a rental property that had been totally destroyed. There wasn't any vegetation on the farm, and there were piles and piles of toxic waste junk everywhere, and all that had to be cleaned up, and we had to begin. And so we began about planting, you know, preparing the field and planting medicinal herbs, which is what we started out growing in our field, and planting trees to try to start creating some habitat here for wildlife. And now we have lots of trees, but trees grow really slowly in Colorado, so it's a labor of patience here to get trees big. And now they're finally getting big, and as they have, more and more wildlife comes to the farm. We no longer grow medicinal plants in our field. Now we grow perennial seed crops, which means that we also have a very strong interest in fostering all different types of pollinators, both native as well as we keep domestic honeybees here. And so we're always looking for ways to encourage more and more pollinators to be here and making homes for them and food supplies for them and so on. But we have heirloom fruit tree orchards here and many, many gardens of all different kinds, from native plant gardens to herb gardens and food gardens. And, you know, we spend all of our time here, as is the case with most small family farmers, I think. And so we've really worked hard to not only make this a place that can earn us our livelihood, but is a paradise of sorts, a place where we can be happy spending all of our time. I mean, when you do this kind of a business, it's as much a part of lifestyle as it is about earning a living. So we have some greenhouses here, and we wholesale potted plants to garden centers throughout Colorado and northern New Mexico, and we also retail them directly to the public in the spring, where people can come, and we have about 500 plus different varieties of all different kinds of herbs and native plants and heritage heirloom food plants that we sell, and all those things are also growing here. So it is a pretty amazing place, if I have to say so myself, and I do have a very handsome husband. Thank you. It's just what we do here, you know. I mean, I don't think we're doing really anything different, more special than a lot of people are doing, but it is really important work for the earth, and it's also really important as a way for people to connect back with nature, because so many times we don't have those opportunities that we used to have. People spend a lot of time indoors or in artificial environments. So the farm is also an ambassador, I think, for the natural world to the human race.
Well, that's beautiful, beautifully said, an ambassador. I love that. And I think that we need more farms like yours. This is something that is perplexing a lot of people. The average farmer is about 60-some-odd years old. And, you know, how do we get other people, especially the younger people, interested in farming? Farming is a lot of work. It's hard work.
It is, and you're right. But, you know, I think there are a lot of young people that are interested. They face a lot of challenges because, sadly, real estate is so valuable for development that it's not always financially possible for young people to purchase a farm, to begin the process of a farm business, or the equipment, or to get, you know, financing and startup funds and so on. So they do have some challenges if they want to farm.
It is challenging. We're going to talk some more about this when we come back from the quick break, so don't go away. We're coming right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and with me, my guest is the lovely Tammy Hartung. She is author of The Wildlife Friendly Vegetable Gardeners and Homegrown Herbs. She and her husband are co-owners of Desert Canyon Organic Farm. Welcome back, Tammy.
Hi there.
Oh, my gosh. I would love to spend a day with you guys, just hanging out. And I think people would also like to spend a day with us because we grow insects. we're gardeners, and it's pretty wild when people come to our place and you know, we take them through the insectary and all the different buildings, and they see all the different stages of what we're doing, and they go, wow, you know.
Right. People really are so foreign to the concept of farming, whatever type, and I think that's where we have to start, you know, in bringing people in and exposing them so that they can really understand it first of all, and then I think what will happen is they'll get completely enchanted by it, that's what's happened to all of us. We've all been bit by that virus or whatever you want to call it.
We call it the love bug.
There you go.
But it is true. It is part of our, it's just, I think we're hardwired for gardening and for growing. I mean, I see a sweet potato that's sprouting and, you know, I don't throw it in the compost pile. I let it grow for a while in a vase and let it go all over the place. And I mean, it makes me happy just to see anything growing and that I had something to do with it. You know, and something about getting your hands into the dirt. There is a connection between the microorganisms and the energy that they give off and us. And, there are several articles that I have about how just getting your hands in the dirt will cure depression. Things like that. It's as simple as that. It makes such a difference. And the idea of us having our own ability to be self-sustaining is also a very nice thing. I don't think many people would know what to do if we didn't have a grocery store around the corner.
Oh, that's really true. You know, where I live, it's a rural community. But even here, there's a lot of ranching that happens here. But the kids, the school kids, come to the farm, and they really don't have a clue about carrots and, you know, things that they are just used to going to the grocery market and purchasing. And then when they can see that they can grow them and they can harvest them and cook them up into something, that is a magical, tangible thing. And you're right, it's not only good for depression, but it's good for just general well-being, I think.
No question about it. There is something to be said, and there really aren't words to describe the feeling. It just makes you happy. The love, the spiritual connection to growing, and in particular, I love that you've taken it to a much huger level, which is this whole idea in this book that you've written about fostering a garden landscape for all of the wildlife. And as you said earlier in the show, you know, the beneficial insects, the pollinators, but there are other kinds of animals that the big guys that you talk about in the book. And tell us a little bit about that. I think that's so interesting.
Well, yes. And so we have a giant herd of mule deer that travel through the farm at least twice a day. Sometimes they're here all day long, especially during fawn season. Mothers often tuck their young ones into our hedgerows and so forth, where they leave them while they go off to forage. And the raccoons have been carrying on every night lately, just quarreling at each other and acting ridiculous, terrorizing the trees. And, you know, but they live here, and we're glad that they live here. And so we've planted a lot of trees and shrubs, things that produce food sources for them, like rose hips and hawthorns and nuts and seeds. And we want them to have a place, you know, that they can be, but at the same time, we also earn our living here. So there are some things that are not available to the deer or the raccoons, and we don't have a lot of fences here, so we have to find ways to manage them to make sure that they can be here without causing trouble. And most of the time it works. Sometimes it doesn't. But, yes, the big guys are around. We have a bobcat that moves through the farm every night. We can hear him through our bedroom window. And those are important animals for managing things like the rabbit population and the squirrel population. And so they need to be here so that those other animals don't get out of control and cause damage by eating too many crops or garden vegetables. And so it all works together. It's the same as every other part of it.
Don't mind a little sharing. Because, you know, the whole idea of, I mean, we're so fearful of so many things. We're fearful of gardening. We're fearful of a bee. We're fearful of, you know, other animals. And we, you know, don't realize that we all can live together fairly harmoniously. And you and I had I still have my issue, which are the gophers. We're pretty harmonious at our place between the coyotes and the javelinas and the skunks and the squirrels and the rabbits. And, of course, we have our bobcats and deer also. And, as I said earlier, the Gila monsters, horned toads, darn those gophers.
I know, gophers are tough. And you know, it's all about balance, and
yes,
sometimes things get out of whack, and that can be a gopher, or it could be, you know, for us, sometimes it's the mice in the greenhouses, and, you know, so there are those challenges for sure. It's not to say that it's easy. That's true. But it's worth doing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's worth doing.
Well, what prompted you to write this book? It is so beautiful. The illustrations are just gorgeous. The Wildlife Family Vegetable Gardener, How to Grow Food in Harmony with Nature. What was it that catalyzed you to do this?
Well, I think because when I sit in my office and I look outside as I'm doing right now, there are grosbeaks in the tree right, 4 feet from my window here. And oftentimes I see the foxes hunting around the bottoms of the bird feeders for mice as I'm sitting here. And then when I go out to work, there's that silly thrasher hopping around behind us because he knows that as we're working along in the gardens, we're going to be disturbing the ants, and he eats 65% of his diet is ants. And,
wow.
And so I think just the more you observe, the more you recognize how important it is, how magical it is, and how misunderstood it can be. There's so many times that I thought the squirrels were completely going to destroy my vegetable garden. And the reality is there are a few things they do try to bother sometimes, but mostly they're not eating my lettuce or those sorts of things. They're mostly digging holes and burying peach pits or black walnut seeds into the garden, which later sprout into trees that I can transplant or pot up and share with other people. And I just recognize that, so many times I don't really know what's going on, and starting to really watch and keeping a nature journal and looking at that. And so I figured maybe I should be talking about this more broadly, and an opportunity for a book, is born. And it's an opportunity to not only share what I've been able to observe, but also to hopefully offer out some ideas of how to deal with those challenges, as well as how to foster wildlife, and pollinators and things of that sort, so that you get more squash in your garden or more tomatoes. And you can argue with that.
It's definitely a how-to, and for people that, really want to encourage more wildlife, and certainly the pollinators, I'm all for it. We're coming right back in just a few minutes. So for those of you listening, take a break. Don't go away.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with toxic constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the PC Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Ferreira de Fry. With me is Tammy Hartung. She is trained as an herbalist and organic grower. She is the author of 3 books, Growing 101 Herbs That Heal, now out of print, Homegrown Herbs, and her newest book, The Wildlife-Friendly Vegetable Gardeners. Welcome back, Tammy.
Hello.
Show goes by so darn fast, you know, it's amazing. So much to cover, too. You know, one of the things that I think would be important for you to share with us is the importance of avoiding the use of pesticides and herbicides in the garden. You particularly talk about the systemic ones, like the nicotinoid family of pesticides. And let's talk a little bit about that and why they are so toxic to pollinators. I mean, pollinators are a big deal. And without the bees, we don't exist pretty much.
That's true. The bees, but not just domestic honeybees,
mm-hmm.
all types of bees, as well as other types of pollinators, bats and beetles and hummingbirds and any number of other creatures that pollinate work flowers. They are a really integral part of the food chain. You know, if they don't pollinate those flowers, there's no fruits, to harvest for us as food, as well as even other creatures. You know, if you are a meat eater, those animals that are eating grasses and so forth, there's pollinators involved. And so we need to protect them, and there are lots of challenges facing pollinators besides pesticides, but pesticides are a really big part of it, and especially the systemic pesticides, and specifically a group of them that are called neonicotinoids, that once they've been applied, they're in every part of the plant, and they're in that part of the plant for at least 12 months and maybe as long as 18 months or even sometimes we think maybe longer. And they are water bound, so they move with the water, so they get into the soil and they affect the soil-dwelling organisms like earthworms and microbes, and they also get into the water sources, They have found traces of them in the Great Barrier Reef. And in 20 different species that live in the ocean have traces of these in them. And so they move in the water. They're a bad deal. And they're ubiquitous in our culture. They're used on everything under the sun, from a simple problem like aphids, which you could easily control any number of other ways if you have an aphid problem in your garden landscape, to very serious things like emerald ash borer, where there are very serious challenges to controlling that pest, but there are other options. And we just need to be aware that we're not being told always how dangerous these things are, and there is getting to be quite a lot of research to support that comment now, whereas there didn't used to be so much. So I guess beyond telling you about all the dangers, let me tell you this, that for 95% of all problems that you might want to use a systemic pesticide for, you could use a better choice. You could use beneficial insects, which, of course, is your specialty, and there's gobs of them to choose from to address different pest problems. And you could use wildlife. You know, birds eat a lot of insects, so fostering wild birds in your garden landscape is a good way to clean up pest insects in that same garden landscape. Or frogs and toads, you know, they also eat a lot of pests. And so that's another avenue. If you really feel like you absolutely must treat for a pest problem, then you could choose an organic or an OMRI registered pesticide, which is going to be a safer one and certainly nothing systemic. You don't want to ever use anything systemic because those other things will have less residual or toxicity to them. No matter what you use, if you use a pesticide, whether it's an organic one or a synthetic one, you've got to follow the label instructions precisely, and you cannot apply them when there are pollinators out and about, which is a good portion of the day and even into the evening. So you have to be mindful about that. You have to get educated about how to do that if you're going to do it at all. And so, yeah, it's a big deal. We do need to be really active in trying to make better choices in how we control pests. And maybe we just need to decide that we don't have to have an absolutely perfect blemish-free garden. You know, that's part of it, too. So I guess that's my rant for the moment about that.
I love your rant. It's music to my ears. It's soothing. It's gentle. It's kind and it's loving. You know, I mean, the whole idea of just creating what we call a biobalance. We talk about biobalance all the time. We're not out to eradicate anything. We're out to create a balance so that you're always going to have a few pests. The pests are important too, as you said, because they provide food for other beneficials. And so we have to remember that even though we may consider something a quote unquote pest because it's phytophagous, it's feeding on our plants or the fruit of our plants, it also serves a very important purpose that we all are part of that chain. And so it's having more of a reverence and more of a respect and being able to take a step back and be the observer and the witness to everything that's going on around us, and having more of a sense of gratitude, appreciation, and praise for all that's there, and also understanding that, you know, at a certain place you get to your limit, and there's where you intervene, and hopefully we intervene in a more gentle and more natural fashion.
Oh, so wisely said. And just patience. You know, sometimes we see a caterpillar and we think we have to get rid of it, but, you know, the period of time that caterpillar is feeding on a plant is really pretty short. And if you get rid of the caterpillar, you're not going to have a butterfly. So, yeah, we have to remember about that.
Speaking of butterflies and moths, Lepidoptera, we
We have sort of like a zoo at the office. You know, we have all these different aquariums of all sizes and cages and things, and people bring in creatures and all. You know, we have hissing cockroaches, and some people go, "Oh my God, what are you thinking?" Oh, but not us. You know, we're very druggy, and we had a chrysalis, a cocoon that someone gave us in November of last year. And it hatched into the most gorgeous moth, about 6 inches in diameter. I mean, its wingspan is about, I'd say, almost 8 inches. Huge, beautiful spots. I mean, what a gorgeous thing. And, you know, like you say, somebody squished it. I mean, and not brought it into us, we would not have been able to witness this gorgeous moth that metamorphosed out of this chrysalis. We didn't even know if it was still viable or not, and all of a sudden out came this majesty.
Oh my goodness, what a gift to see that.
We've got about a minute. Tell us what your message is today. I mean, it's been your message the whole hour, but what would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Make your home place your paradise. You know, plant things there that, one, you're going to enjoy, and hopefully you can also use. So perennial food crops, and as well as beautiful flowers. Plant diversity, because that is going to bring in all of those pollinators and beneficial insects. Make wildlife part of your life. Don't just try to get rid of it. You know, and see how does it bless your life and how does it interact in nature as a greater whole. So I guess my message is just to, you know, be an active and mindful participant in the world of nature, because we're part of it. We don't own it. And it's not something to be scared of or frightened of. It's something to be embraced. So if we do that, I think it all turns out pretty darn good.
Oh, beautifully said. Make your home place your paradise. Plant diversity. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tammy. I really appreciate having you on the show. We're definitely going to have you back. And for those of you who are listening, many thanks to you. Go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening weekend. Be sure you get a copy of Tammy's book. It is a wonderful, wildlife-friendly vegetable gardeners. Until next week, we'll see you then.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.